You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3 and 4. Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible, undefiled, and that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you. In the kingdom of God, we do not compete for things. In the world, people compete for things. You see, during my National Youth Service, which is a compulsory service in Nigeria, after you have graduated from higher institution, when it was time for them to give us our uniform on the camp, people rushed there. I was wondering why they were all rushing. I took my time. The queue was so long. So I waited until there were just few people left on the queue. But when I got there, there was no uniform. So I completed my NYSC without having the necessary kit that I should have been given. They paid for it. Government paid for it. Everybody should have it. And it should have been reserved. I should simply get there and pick mine. But it looked like it was a case of first come, first serve. So they didn't reserve it. If you were not there when people were rushing, you were not going to get. That was my own experience. You see, in life, that's most people's experience. Nobody keeps anything waiting for you. But if you look at the word of God, it says our inheritance is reserved in heaven. Everything that God plans for your life is reserved for you. Your calling is reserved for you. Nobody can take your calling. Your message is reserved for you. Nobody can preach it. Your spouse is reserved for you. Nobody can marry your spouse. That is the reality of a child of God. He is reserved. So there is no need to compete. There is no need to rush. When Saul was looking for his father's ass, and God had revealed to Samuel that he was going to be the king, the part of meat that Saul was going to eat was reserved for him. He came late to the party, but nothing touched his own portion, because his own portion had been reserved. Did you know that the reason people struggle for food is because they know that it will not go round? When you are in an environment where food had been reserved, you have no problem. If you go for certain occasions, certain meetings, there are some seats they will write on those seats, reserved. Sometimes they will put the name president, minister for this, governor, senators, house speaker. They will label those seats. Those persons, they don't struggle to get to the occasion to look for seats. They don't struggle like every other person. You know why? It has been reserved. It does not matter the time they come. In fact, if there were no seat in that meeting for people, and this person refused to come, whose seat had been reserved, that chair will remain empty, whereas a lot of people are standing because they don't have chairs. That is the power of reservation. Let me tell you, that is what God does with our life. He reserves everything. He says, this for favor, I have reserved this for her. This is her lot. This is her portion. When she is mature, when she is ready, she will claim it. Nobody is coming to claim it. It will be reserved for you. That's why we don't compete. When people compete, it's an indication that they are of the world. They are not of the kingdom. Our eternal reward is also reserved for us in heaven. So do you see the picture I'm seeing? That each person's reward in heaven has been labeled. There can't be mistake. Nobody is coming to take it. Your name has been written on it. When you get there, they just said, this is your own mansion. You will see your name there. They hand you over your key. No competition with anybody. It is not only so in heaven. I tell you, it is so now, because everything that the God of heaven wants to also do for you, even here on earth, they have been reserved. So there is no competition for anything. Your money, the money that God wants to channeled through your hand is being reserved for you. Your child is being reserved for you. Nobody will give back to your child. Stop thinking that if I don't do something now, they are going to take my place. No. It is God who has reserved that place. When I joined the university, I remember that they placed me in an office. And after many years, somebody came and was threatening that he was going to remove me from that office. And I was panicking. And then the Lord reminded me, said, when you came to this system, did you know anybody? I said, no. This office, I was the one that created it and put you there. Well, can anybody remove you from where I've put you? Till I retire from the service, I was not removed. It was reserved for me. It was preserved for me. Brethren, it's reserved. Those people that God wants you to reach, they are also reserved. They are waiting. They are also waiting. But you know, it's so joyful to know that we can relax, we can rejoice, we are not working under pressure, we are not competing with anybody. What belongs to us belongs to us. God has reserved it, and he will be giving everything to us that is due. You will not lack anything good in the name of Jesus. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234-818-615-7852. To know more about the burden of the ministry and our programs, please visit livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.